SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up in our program, Bedward Gardens residents get land titles, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Details after this message. Stay with us.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
62 residents of Bedward Gardens in East Rural St. Andrew are now formal landowners. They received certificates of title for their properties from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing on March 20. The handing over took place at the Bedward Gardens Seventh-day Adventist Church. This represents the first of 295 earmarked by the ministry for delivery to that community under the government's National Land Titling Program through the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says while over 200 titles remain to be transferred to property holders in Bedward Gardens, it is gratifying to know that the process has finally begun. The lots, which the residents have occupied for years, are being sold for $25,000.
We need not allow funds and financial ability to prevent our people from owning a piece of this rock. What the ministry has mandated our agencies, such as the Housing Agency of Jamaica, to do is that where land is concerned, we are only going to be asking our citizens who have been residing on the land for the upteen of years to pay what it will cost to do the legal transaction as well as a small portion.
Dr. Guy is urging the remaining residents to make the necessary arrangements with the ministry or the HAJ to settle their accounts.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
The goal of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica to have high-quality, knowledge-based service industries. These will use the best technology to respond to customer demands and compete successfully in local, regional, and global markets. Vision 2030, ensuring that Jamaica becomes the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Community notice for today. The Trinity Moravian Church Women's Fellowship invites you to its takeaway meal Friday, March 27 on the church premises at 29 Montgomery Avenue, Richmond Park. This will run from 12 noon to 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Proceeds in aid of the church's feeding program. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
The chocolate was extracted from the cocoa seed. The cocoa seed was put in the sun to dry, and then would be parched on the fire, and then it was beaten in a mortar, what we call a mortar, until it becomes like to a paste. And then my mother used to roll it in her hands in, you know, round shapes or something kind of some long shapes. When grated, it made fine tea or, you know, drink. It's very hot with cow's milk.
That was Basil Rowe over in Clarendon sharing his glimpse of Jamaica with us. And you too can share some of yours. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.